"Who's there?" hearing the footstep at the door, but not turning round to it. "On deck! Be gone!"
"Captain Ahab mistakes. It is I. The oil in the hold is leaking, sir. We must up Burtons and break out."
"Up Burtons and break out, now that we are nearing Japan? Heave to here for a week to tinker a parcel of old hoops?"
"Either do that, sir, or waste in one day more oil than we may make good in a year. What we come 20,000 miles to get is worth saving, sir."
"So it is, so it is, if we get it."
"I was speaking of the oil in the hold, sir."
"And I was not speaking or thinking of that at all. Begone! Let it leak. I'm all a leak myself. I leaks in leaks. Not only full of leaky casks, but those leaky casks are in a leaky ship. And that's a far worse plight than the Pequod's, man. Yet I don't stop to plug my leak, for who can find it in the deep-loaded hull? Or how hope to plug it, even if found, in this life's howling gale? Starbuck, I'll not have the Burtons hoisted."
"What will the owners say, sir?"
"Let the owners stand on Nantucket Beach and out-yell the typhoons. What cares Ahab? Owners, owners! Thou art always prating to me, Starbuck, about those miserly owners, as if the owners were my conscience.